The beginning of the world is created.
被造是被基督所造的。
And the creation was made by Jesus Christ.
所以第一章第二节告诉我们,
so the second verse tells us,
早已立他为承受万有的。
He has been appointed heir of all things.
就曾经借着他创造诸世界,
and through whom he made the universe.
这里就把两个因提出来的,
and so he showed us the two sources.
一个形成因,
one the source of creation.
一个是目的因,
the other one the source of the end.
This former cause and the final cause. So these two terminology are adopted from the philosophy of Aristotle. 我现在跟你谈的是阿里斯托德哲学里面一切的事物有四个因。
Aristotle said that there's four reasons and a formulation for all things.
Four causes.
Four causes.
我现在只提两个。
I'm only going to talk about two.
这一节关系，这一节圣经有关系。
That has a relationship with this verse.
形成因。
The causes of formation.
Former cause.
Former cause.
Former, 还有这个 final cause.
And the final cause.
目的因。 这两个因呢，这就是你告诉我们什么呢？
What is the relationship between these causes and
基督就是万有形成的原因。
Christ is the reason for the formation of
基督就是宇宙发展的终极的归宿。
And Jesus Christ is the final cause of the entire universe.
所以基督教的思想呢,
so the thoughts of Christianity,
所有反基督教的思想是不一样的。
It's very different from all the anti-Christian thoughts.
所有反基督教的思想,
all anti-Christian thoughts,
都盼望扮演一个神的角色。
Everybody wants to be like a God,
除去神的身份,
and to remove God,
以人的主体性的代替创造人的上帝。
So that the human being can replace the God who has created us.
用人自己的主观去做解释,
to use our subjective idea to explain.
盼望宇宙是没有神的原因的,
and they hope to prove that there is no cause for
God.
And that there is no ending towards God.
人就可以在其中自由自在地做人要做的事，不需要向神。
In so doing, God, man will be free to do anything, do not have to answer to God.
动机是离开神的,
and this motive is so that we can be away from God.
希伯来书的作者,
the author of Hebrews,
开宗明义,
starting from the beginning,
提到这位向人说话的基督,
tells us that this Christ who speaks to us,
万有的创造因,
he is the cause of all things.
他是万有的归宿的那个最终目的。
He is also the final goal towards all things will move.
今天我要请问你,
so I want to ask you this question.
选择的人生到底是怎样的人生?
What kind of life have you chosen?
生命是有来源的吗?
Is there a beginning to your life?
生命是有归宿的吗?
Is there an end to the life?
历史是有开始的吗?
Is there a beginning to history?
历史是有结束的吗?
Is there an ending to history?
历史如果没有开始的话,
if there's no beginning to history,
那么你就是自我存在。
You are a person who has self-existed.
你就可能变成假神了。
And then you will become like an idol.
如果历史是没有归宿的,
if there is no ending to history,
你就自由自在了,
you are just free.
你就不需要负道德的责任,
you don't have to bear responsibility to ethics.
反是对形成因跟目的因不了解的人,
those who do not understand the former cause and the final cause,
他们都过一个放荡胡闹自由不负责任,
are people who do not have ethical living in their life. They just do anything they want in their life. And this is something very pitiful. The author of Hebrews tells us,
我们不是如此,
we are not like that.
我们知道基督是阿尔法,
we know that Christ is Alpha.
他创造,
he created.
还有这一节,
and because of that we are here.
基督是Omega,
and Christ is Omega.
还有结束,
he will end.
所有的向他交账,
and everyone is responsible.
承受万有,
he is appointed heir of all things.
万有都要交给他,
and everything must be given to him.
包括你跟我,
including you and I.
我们的生活在哪里?
So what kind of life do we lead?
这形成因跟目的因, 的中间连线中间一个小分子而已。
We are just a tiny part between the beginning and the end.
而我们只有两个可能,
and there's only two possibilities.
一个是以世界一同灭亡,
firstly we will be destroyed together with the world.
基督的终极性里面受审判,
and when Christ should come again at the end we will be judged.
被丢弃,
and to be
destroyed.
Second possibility,
在基督的意义里面找到以神永恒的建立,
from Jesus Christ itself, we are joined with God.
以主存到永永远远,
and be existing with God through all eternity.
这世界和其上的情欲都要过去,
Because all things in this world, all its desires will pass away. Only those who fulfill the will of God will live forever. What is the point of having this seminar and trying so hard to explain things to you? This is so that throughout all these cities there will be among us people who really understand the will of God. And because of this understanding, your life will be drastically different from all other people. You will not be like a person who is directionless. Or a person who does not think about the beginning. The Christian understands that there's a source. He understands that there's an end. So in the process between the beginning and the end, by the truth and the grace of God, we live our life courageously. And the connection between these two points, I give it a name, it's called the historical process. It is the process of the entire generation. Its content is time. Because God made time and God made space, and the process itself is the containment of all these things.
Space and time are created by God to be a container to contain everything in materialistic form to exist inside.
时间跟空间都是上帝所创造的, 在过程里面是上帝的容器,
是被造的物质的容器。 所以这样的,
and so we live within this process of time. But human beings are different. Human beings are the only created being that although in the process of temporal world, we have the concept of eternity within us.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
所以这个永恒性的本质,
so this essence of eternity
is
inside of us, and this is the proof that we were made in the image of God. Because God is the eternal one.
我们有永恒性,
and we have the essence of eternity.
永恒性对永恒者的向往,
and we look forward to the eternal one. And we understand this through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说,
Jesus Christ said, to understand your only God, and you must know the God, the Jesus Christ whom He sent, and this is eternal life. So within these three different areas, I want to emphasize the first one.
Christ as the creator of the universe.
就是基督是整个宇宙的创造者。
基督是整个宇宙的创造因。
And Jesus is the cause of creation of the entire universe.
Spermatikoi, C-R-N.
And in Greek it's called spermatikoi.
最初的那个因。
And He is the very source and cause.
最初的那个种子。
He is the first seed.
这个字呢, 后来就变成了我们这个生物学讲的精子, sperma那个字, 从那里来。
And so in physics, the word sperma comes from this. He is the cause of all things. The creating cause of all things. And that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, God created all things through Jesus Christ. And the Chinese translation is that He has made all universe and different universe. In the English, it's just through Him, He made the universe.
He made the universe. 而且别的方面叫做那个 worlds, 许多的世界。
In other translations, it's many different worlds.
请你注意好, 这一句话呢, 希腊文不是用平常用的 cosmos 那个字。
In the original Greek language, it is not the usual word for cosmos.
Cosmos 可以翻译成世界。
Cosmos can be translated as the world.
Cosmos 可以翻译成世界上的人。
Or the people of the world.
Cosmos 可以翻译成世代。
It can be the generation.
但是比较少。
But very seldom is it used. Or the created nature.
Cosmos 可以翻译成宇宙。
Cosmos can be the universe.
Cosmos 可以翻译成整个有形界的总体。
or the entire entity of created beings. But the words used here has a relationship with time.
所以用字眼来翻译, 应该翻译成 all ages.
So if the correct translation should be all ages.
但是意义是比那个更深的,
but there is a deeper meaning to that.
换一句话说,基督不但是 诸世界的创造者,
in other words, Christ was not only the creator of all the universe. He is also the controller of all ages.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
这位基督是超历史, 超地理, 是超九行界, 超五行界,
and this Jesus Christ is a person that's beyond time, beyond geography, beyond the physical world and the invisible world.
诸世界是他创造的,
the entire universe and all ages have been created by him.
万有都要成交给他的,
everything has to answer to him.
他要承受万有,
he is appointed heir of all things.
像我们在其他的圣经看到这个知识点了,
and in other Bible we can see the supporting points.
我们再看约翰福音第一章第三节,
just from Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 3.
放在我们很仔细的思想,
let us think about this carefully.
约翰福音第一章第三节,
Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 3.
我先念第一第二节,
I'm going to read first and second verse.
第三节, 请大家开声来读,
the third verse, let's read it together.
太初有道, 道与上帝同在, 道就是上帝, 这道太初与上帝同在。 第二节, 万物是借着他造, 反被造的, 没有一样不是借着他造, 再一次, 万物是借着他造, 反被造的, 没有一样不是借着他造。 当我17、18岁的时候读这一段的圣经,
when I read this passage when I was about 17 years old,
感到约翰很啰嗦,
I thought that because Apostle John was very long-winded,
讲一句话再转来转去,
he able to say the same thing over and over again.
我再读再读, 我不明白他在讲什么,
I did not understand what he meant.
其实第一句话就很明白了,
but the first verse was very
accurate.
The more I read it, the more I could not
怎么说呢?
Understand why is this the case.
你注意看哦,
read this carefully.
万物是借着他造的,
all things were made by him.
清楚了?
It was very simple.
大家说一二三, 明白了吗?
It seems very simple.
但是他还在加上反受造之物没有一样不是借着他造的,
but it's an additional verse, without him nothing was made that has been made.
这有点像是今天女人就是女人, 凡是所有女人,
it's like saying that all women is a woman and repeating the same verse again.
那么何必要这么讲呢?
Why do you have to do that?
万物是借着他造,
through him all things were made.
反受造之物没有一样不是借着他造,
without him nothing was made that has been made.
听一句就懂了, 不必啰嗦,
I thought it's very long-winded.
这个约翰一定不是打电报的时候这样写,
and so Apostle Paul, John did not use the telegram to do this.
如果打电报每个字要算钱的, 他就不会这样啰嗦了,
because you have to pay for every single word of telegram.
万物是借着他造的,
through him all things were made.
够了吗?
This seems to be
够了没有?
Is that enough?
回答够不够? 不够,
it's not enough.
为什么呢?
Why?
如果你不知道背景, 你就以为这个是啰嗦,
without understanding the background, you thought he would be long-winded.
如果你知道背景, 你知道这是绝对的必要,
if you understand that, you will know that this is an absolute necessity.
原来约翰福音写成的时候,
because when the Gospel of John was written,
正是第一世纪快要结束的时候,
it was the end of the first century.
那个时候呢, Gnostic system 正在呢, 这个欺瞒整个这个基督教的世界,
at that time Gnosticism was very prevalent in the Christian world.
Gnostic system 的观念是什么呢?
What is the concept of the Gnostics?
他说呢, 万物是被一位神造的,
they believe that all things were created by one God.
这一神, 这一个神不是良善的神,
but this is not a good God.
这个神呢是有邪恶在它里面的神,
but this is a God that has an element of evil.
最高的神才是良善的,
because the greatest God is a good.
良善的神完全没有物质,
and the greatest God has no material.
物质万恶灵至善,
because material is evil, but the spirit is good.
灵才是善的,
only all things spiritual is good. Anything physical is bad.
非常的聚会,
in the first meeting, I already said about this. So this God is from his own life.
有许多许多不同等次的神,
or he created all kinds of different gods.
最低级的神,
and the lowest God
就不纯洁了,
it's not a pure God.
低级的神不纯洁就有邪恶的神在里面,
and the lower God is evil in nature.
大个神才创造这个世界,
and this is the God that has created the world.
善良的神不可能造成
Because surely a good God will not create an evil one.
换一句话说呢,
in other words,
被造的不完全的神才会创造一个不完全的世界。
A not so good God that has been created by the pure God created an imperfect world.
Now, the imperfect God is the only possibility to be the creator of the imperfect world.
不完全的世界只有能够给不完全的上帝所创造出来。
那么这个不完全的神是谁呢?
And who is this imperfect God?
就是一个 Logos.
And this is called Logos.
这个用希腊文的思想呢, 就同柏拉图哲学里面 Demiurge 同一个字。
And this is similar to Plato philosophy.
所以呢, 柏拉图说是 Demiurge 创造世界。
And Plato says Demiurge that created the world.
柏拉图的观念里面也是两元性的。
Because the concept of Plato is dualistic in nature. That all physical human body is evil.
人的心灵是灵界的，是比较喜欢善的。
Whereas our spiritual world is towards the good.
所以，照柏拉图跟苏格拉底的看法。
So between Plato and Socrates.
人的身体中间是良善跟罪恶的配合。
We are a combination of good and evil.
所以我们要挣扎出来，死的时候就解脱。
And we want to struggle, and when we die, we have a liberation.
因为他们又受了这个Pythagoras的影响。
But at the same time, they were influenced by Pythagoras.
所以他们相信人有轮回的。
And so they believe in reincarnation.
所以这样的阴界跟阳界是相对的。
And so there is a relationship between the world and hell.
那么柏拉图所创造的就是Demiurge。
And Plato believed that the creator is Demiurge.
Demiurge 是一个自己不完全的有邪恶性的神。
And this is a God that's impure.
所以呢，他创造这个世界就有邪恶的成分在里面。
And so therefore the world is sinful.
基督教是反对这个思想。
The Christians of course are against
this. 基督教相信一切被造的都是好的。
And we believe that all things were originally created good.
虽然撒旦在这个世界里面有干预、有破坏、有试探人的工作。
Although Satan is in this world to damage us and to tempt us.
但是世界的本身是有良善的本质在里面。
But the world in itself has the element of good.
所以不能说灵是善的，物质是恶的。
So we cannot say only the spirit is good and the physical body is evil.
因为圣经也告诉我们，有邪灵、恶鬼，所以灵界也有不善的。
The Bible tells us that the evil spirit as well.
世界是神造的，所以世界是善的。
But the world has been created by God, so it is good.
物质不是恶的，所以耶稣到世界上来就是披戴那个血肉的物质的身体。
The material is not evil, which is why Jesus is God incarnated physically.
受了各样的试探，却没有犯罪。
He went through all sorts of temptations, but he did not sin.
所以基督在物质的身体里面还是善的。
So he was good in his physical body.
这样的，约翰老的时候。
So when the Apostle Paul was told,
他的教会受了 Gnosticism 很大的威胁。
He knew that the church was under the threat of the Gnostics.
所以他写约翰福音的时候。
So when he wrote the Gospel of John,
提出了这个物质论，从这个世界受造论。 的这个论据来抗拒 Gnosticism 的思想。
He wrote all this to fight against the Gnostics.
所以这句话是必要。
So this word is important.
你查经到这个地步的时候。
When you understand the Bible in this way.
再读的时候就不一样了。
And when you understand it further, you will have a concept.
万物是借助他造。
To him all things were made.
那些 Gnostics 说是啊。
The Gnostics will say yes.
万物是借助他造。
All things were made by him.
但是他是上帝造的。
But he was made by God.
好，你先听懂了。
Have you understand this?
万物借着他造的,
all things were made by him.
他是上帝造的,
and he was made by God.
所以两层,
so there's two layers.
如果是这样的话,
if this is the case,
那么被造的,
then those who are created.
同有被造的被造的,
and those who are created and created the second layer.
万物是借着他造的,
so all things were made by him.
结束了,
and that's the end.
没有,
it doesn't end there.
这里说什么呢?
What does it
say? 万物是借着他造的,
to him all things were made.
再加上一句,
another sentence.
反被造的,
without him,
没有一样不是借着他造的,
nothing was made that has been made.
如果万物借着他造的,
if all things were made by him,
那他又是被造的,
and he himself is the created being,
第一句只管万物不管他了,
the first sentence only talk about the created beings and not him.
没有办法抗拒Gnosticism.
And that in itself cannot fight against the Gnostics.
这句话很重要。
So the second sentence is important. All things were made through him.
那免他被造的吗?
Does that include him?
反被造的都是他造的。可能他自己造自己吗?
Could it be possible that he made himself?
不可能.
That's not possible.
这句话是反对Gnosticism的，都产生重大的意义。
So the second sentence has great significance in fighting against the Gnostics.
第二个重要的思想,
the second important thought,
在哥罗西书第一章第十六节,
can be seen in Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
我们把它打开来看。
Let us see it together.
哥罗西书第一章第十六节,
Colossians chapter 1 verse 16.
这里是有关于基督与受造界的关系最清楚的圣经。
This is the clearest example of the relationship between Jesus Christ and the created world.
我先念一遍，有大家一同开声来念一遍。
I'm going to read it once and everybody repeat.
哥罗西书第一章第十六节。 这里告诉我们，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的。接下去大家说，又是为他造。好，大家念一次好不好？一二三。 整洁，怎么只有一句？一二三，因为万有都是借着他造的，无论是天上、地上、能见的、不能见的，或者有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造。在这里的创造论，在哥罗西书的观念中间，就比约翰福音所讲的更超越了。
And there is a greater understanding of creation in the book of Colossians.
为什么呢?
Why is this case?
约翰讲,
because John said that all things were made through him.
哥罗西就更详细地把范围扩大,
but Colossians expanded the circumference.
看得见的万物,
those things that can be seen.
看不见的灵界,
those that are invisible.
都是借着他造,
all things were made through him.
天上的地上的,
all that is in heaven or earth,
能见的不能见的,
visible and invisible,
掌权的有组织有权的, 都是他造的,
thrones or powers or rulers or authorities,
他们再加上一句话, 也是为他造的,
and for him.
好, 现在大家注意这个,
so remember this,
create by him, and create for him. 大家说, create by him, and created for him, 是借着他造又是为他造的, 什么意思呢?
What does this mean, created by him and for him?
他是 Alpha point.
He is Alpha.
他也是 Omega point.
He is also the Omega.
For him.
And it's for him.
为他造的,
so it's made for him.
基督不但是形成因, 基督更是目的因。
So again, Jesus is the first cause and also the final cause.
如果没有基督,
if there's no Christ,
没有万有的造成,
there is no creation of all things.
如果没有基督,
if there's no Christ,
万有没有真正的方向,
there is no true direction for all things.
宇宙是有方向的吗?
So is there a direction to the cosmos?
是,
yes.
宇宙是有目的的吗?
Is there an aim?
是,
yes.
宇宙为什么被造?
Why are we created?
因为基督而被造。
It was created for him.
被造的最终的目的是什么呢?
What is the end of the creation?
宇宙要归回耶稣基督。
All things must belong to him.
万有是由于他。
All things came from
him. 万有是依靠他。
All things rely on him.
万有要归回他。
And all things will return to him.
整个宇宙就变成神的计划了。
So the entire cosmos is the plan of God.
基督是神借着创造万有的那个因的。
And Jesus Christ is the first cause by God.
这个叫 cosmic Christ.
And this is a cosmic Christ.
这叫 universal Christ.
A universal Christ.
这叫 ontological Christ.
An ontological Christ.
基督是个本体的本身.
And he is God himself.
基督就是那个宇宙的真正的因.
He is the true cause of the cosmos.
基督是历史的终点跟历史的起点.
He is the end and the beginning of history.
因为基督历史展现了.
Because of Christ, history exists.
基督历史成全了.
Because of Christ, history has been accomplished.
创始成终的基督.
So he is the Christ from the beginning to the end.
在这个时间跟终点中间的连线.
In the connection between the beginning and the end.
这个时间的展现.
It's the expansion of time.
时代的进程.
It is the progression of the generation.
历史的过程.
It is the progression of history.
整个历史的过程中间.
In the entire progression of history.
有一个很重要的点在其中.
There is a very important point.
这个不是 Alpha point, Omega point, 但是 contact point between eternity and temporality.
It is not the beginning and the end, but where eternity contacts with our temporal world.
那一点是什么点呢?
And where is this point?
界的连点。
It is the point of contact.
是把我们暂时界跟永恒界连在一起的那一点。
It is the point where the temporal world is joined with the eternal heaven.
那一点在整个历史里面的意义大得不得了。
There's great significance in this point in history.
那一点是什么呢？
What is this point?
叫做 incarnation point.
这是道成肉身。
所以讲历史有三大点。
So there is three major points in history.
Creation.
From the beginning.
Incarnation.
道成肉身。
Consummation.
还有重点。
我再讲一次哈。Creation starts.
创造的时候。
Incarnation redeemed and contacted.
道成肉身。
Consummation to finish, to accomplish the will of God.
还有中介等能够 成全上帝的旨意。
这三点是谁建立起来的？
Who establishes these three points in history?
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
And that's the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
基督不但是宇宙的基督。
So Jesus is not only the Christ of the cosmos.
基督不但是天地的主宰。
He's not only the controller of the universe.
基督更是历史的主。
He is the Lord of history.
他的历史暂时与永恒交接点的那个救赎主。
And he is the Savior who was with us at the contact point.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
因为时间是有终点的。
Because time has an ending.
所以我们是为他而造的。
So we were created for him.
你们看见向日葵吗？
Have you seen a sunflower?
你们知道向日葵吗？
What kind of sunflower?
向日葵同其他的花不同的地方在哪里？
A sunflower is different from any other flower.
它有眼睛的。
He has eyes.
他会看太阳的。
You look for the sun.
所以他看太阳在哪里呀、
啊？ So you look for the sun.
他下去他就一直看他，一直看他。
And he keep moving towards the sun.
他单恋很久了。
And he is in love with the sun.
他一天到晚就是看太阳。
And the sunflower looks for the sun. 一直看着他。And keep staring at it.
你在东方，我就看东方。
You look at the east, you look at the east.
你在西方，就看西方。
You look at the west, you
look at the
west.
为什么？
Why?
他向日葵是为太阳造的。
Because it is created for the sun.
向日葵呢，比基督徒更懂得看太阳。
A sunflower is more loyal to the sun.
你问向日葵太阳在哪里？你说你没有眼睛，我向哪里，它就在哪里。
The sunflower will tell you the sun is wherever I'm facing.
但基督徒向哪里，基督徒不知道。
But the Christians do not know where he's facing.
基督在哪里，不但说你不知道，很多老基督徒也不知道。
A lot of old Christians do not know where Christ is.
所以 you become a Christian without Christ.
所以你变成一个没有基督的基督徒。
A Christian without Christological understanding.
这个没有基督论的了解的基督徒。
A Christian without Christological basis of Christological power.
没有这个基督论的能力在你身上。
有基督的能力在身上。
Without the power of Christ in the body.
基督的方向是清楚。
Or the direction of Christ.
那你就知道圣经讲是你是被基督所造，也是为基督而被造的。
You are created by Christ and for Christ.
保罗这件事情很清楚。
And Paul is very clear about this.
For me to live is Christ.
我活着就是基督。
我活着就是基督。
For me to live is Christ.
我死了就是基督。
And to die is gain.
为基督而活。
We live for Christ.
为基督的死。就成了我存在的因跟存在的方向。
And the direction for me in life is to die for Christ.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
基督是创造者。
Since Christ is the creator.
宇宙充满基督的印象、印记在里面。
The entire universe is filled with the evidences of Christ.
基督是历史的主。
Christ is the Lord of history.
历史充满基督的印记在里面。
And so history is filled with the evidences of Christ.
我要解释这两句话。
I want to explain these two sentences.
基督是万有的创造因。
Because Christ is the creator and the cause of all things.
万有都有基督的印记在里面。
And all things has the evidences of Christ in
them. 基督是历史的主宰。
Because Christ is the Lord of history.
世代的发展动向有基督的轨迹在里面。
So the development of history in all generations, we can see Christ in them.
所以基督是这样我们的认识。
So this understanding of Christ
就变成了一种对宇宙性历史性的因的认识。
Show us that we are understanding the cause of the entire universe.
现在许多基督徒所认识的基督就是道成肉身在历史上的33年的那个救赎性的基督的认识。
Many people understand Christ only as the Christ was with us for 33 years in history.
今天希伯来书的书书的作者要我们转移视线。
But the author of Hebrew wants us to change our direction of thought.
扩张我们的眼界。
To expand our vision.
给我们看见基督不但是在教会里面救赎主。
So that we can see that Christ not only is the savior of the church.
基督更是在时间过程中的历史的主。
We can see that Christ is the Lord of the entire process of time.
基督不但 Not
only is Christ the Lord of grace in our life, Christ is the Lord of the entire created time space. Why do we say that there are evidences of Christ in created world? Because Christ is the Word of God. And he's the word that God used to speak to us. The Bible tells us that God made the world through him. So all created things have the evidences and the images of Christ
in there.
If you use your hair and enlarge it 500,000 times,
you will find 建筑旧金山金门大桥的绳索的构造更复杂几千倍。
You will realize that the complication of the hair is much more than a cable on the Golden Gate in San Francisco.
你把一只苍蝇的脚用电子显微镜把它放大30万倍的时候,
if you use an electron microscope to expand the leg of a fly 300,000 times,
小的神经系统跟细胞的组织结构严密到一个地步, 所有绣花绣的最好的女孩子没办法比。
The complication of the leg of a fly will be much more than the best of all kind of sewing.
我亲自看过这样的照片。
I have seen the actual photograph of this.
我吓到一个地步。
And I was in a state of shock.
我认罪说主啊, 我对你的认识太少。
I repent and I say, Lord, I really did not understand you enough.
人的艺术品算什么?
What is the artistic creation by man?
比起神无微不至的计划里面的次序组织的创造,
compared to the intricate design of God in creation,
没有一件事在万有中间是没有次序、没有原则、没有道理在其中。
Not a single thing in life is done without any meaning, any principle, or any kind of theory.
物质有物质道。
The material world has its own ways.
化学有化学之道,
and chemistry has its own principles.
地质有地质之道,
and geography has its own principles as well.
生理有生理之道,
biology is the same.
那个运行的生理中间的道,
there is a certain process that moves in our body.
运行的地质里面的道,
and some reason in geography.
运行的天文运动中间的道,
and there's something that's moving and there's a theory in astrology.
沿着的总原则,
all these principles come in together in Jesus Christ. And we are the only created being that can respond to the word. So when you learn about psychology and the principle, you become a psychologist. When you understand about physics, you become a physicist. And when you understand about geography, you understand about the world. You want to understand about the principles of illness, you become a physician. Or the principles of language, you become a linguist.
Pathology.
Psychology.
Physiology. Biology. Zoology.
And geology.
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 Ecology.
Ecology.
Philology. 这些 logic 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 在讲什么的？
What does all this logic say?
没有什么好笑。
It's not very funny.
我要你听明白。
You gotta understand it.
这里没有什么好笑。这个 logic logic 表示什么呢？
What does all this mean?
一切的一切有道在其中。
It means that all this has the word of God in there.
道是什么？
What is word?
道就是上帝。
Word is God.
道与上帝同在。
And this word was with God.
上帝借着道创造万有。
And through the word, God created all things.
万有里面有道,
so all things have the word of God in there.
道的印记就在万有中间,
and so we can see the evidences of word in all things.
你明白?
Do you understand this?
万有中间有道,
because the, all things contain the word.
用换句话说,
in other words,
被造之物,
everything that has been created
都有基督的道的原则隐藏在里面,
contains the principle of the word of God in Christ. And human beings are the only one that will seek to understand. The Chinese are very intelligent. You ask them, what do you want to know?
They
say, you want to know Tao, which is the knowing word. Do you understand? I don't want just knowledge, I want to know the way.
在这样的希腊哲学里面,
in Greek philosophy,
人就是能知道的活物。
Human beings are living beings that can understand the way.
而那个永恒的道就是被人知的本体。
And the eternal word is what we want to understand about.
主啊,
oh Lord,
你是道,
you are the word.
主啊,
oh Lord,
我也知道,
I want to understand you.
你创造万有的时候,
so when you understand, I created all things.
你把道的原则铺在被造界的任何一门的学问里面。
You have put the understanding and the principle of the word in all things.
我就在任何一门学问里找到你的原理。
And in all forms of knowledge, we can see the principle of God.
万物是被造,
because all things were created by Him.
上帝借着道造出来的。
And God created it through the word.
道在万有之中。
And so the word, it can be seen in all things.
道又与神同在。
And the word was with God.
道又在我心里,
and the word is within me.
我心要知道,
and my heart wants to know the word.
透过你的灵知道你的道,
and through your spirit we know your word.
我透过你所造的知道你的原理,
and through your creation I know your principles.
基督徒就是一种与神所造的大自然发生一种震慑, 透过基督的原理明白神作为的唯一的一种人。
So Christian will be the only person who is able to understand the principles of God in the created world through our Lord Jesus Christ.
道希腊文叫做logos.
And the word in Greek is logos.
人能明白道希腊文叫做logikos.
And for human being to understand the word is called logikos.
道在万有中间叫做logi.
And among all things the word is called logi.
明白logi的方法叫做logic.
You understand logic the way we understand.
用logic去研究logi. 发现 logos 来填满我的 logikos.
So I use the logic to understand the logos, so that to fulfill my logikos.
很大很大的学问.
And this is a great understanding.
但是希伯来书告诉我们.
And the book of Hebrew tells us.
上帝早立他为承受万物.
God has appointed him heir of all things.
因为又曾借着他创造诸世界.
And through him made the entire universe.
感谢上帝.
Thanks be to God.
这位基督是谁?
Who is this Christ?
他对我们讲话,
he is the one who spoke to us.
神借着众先知讲话,
and God spoke through the prophets.
最后借着他儿子讲话,
and the last day spoken to us by the Son.
这一位讲话的基督是谁呢?
Who is this God who speaks to us?
他的道的本体,
he is the Word himself.
创造万有,
he created all things.
他的受造界用言语讲话,
so when he is with us, he spoke to us through human words.
知道这世界是有开头有结束,
so we know that there is a beginning and an end.
20世纪的科学,
the 20th century science,
Big Bang theory,
in the Big Bang theory,
Black Hole theory,
all the Black Hole theory,
就告诉我们这个世界你相信它有一个开始是很合理的。
All this says that it's logical to assume that there's a beginning to the universe.
虽然以后的发展有许多不同的解释,
but of course there's different explanation as it goes along.
圣经告诉我们,
but the Bible tells us,
是有一个开头,
yes, there is a beginning,
就是神的创造,
and that is God.
当你看 the brief history of time, 也就是这个 Stephen Hawking 所写的书的时候,
if you read the Stephen Hawking's book, The Brief History of Time,
你会以为他是相信有神的。
You will think that he believed in God.
你看到结束了，你知道他不一定相信有神。
But in the end, he was not very clear.
这个人是很聪明的。
This is a brilliant person.
但这个人到今天还不能拿到诺贝尔奖金。
But today, he's still not a recipient of the Nobel Prize for Physics.
因为他的伟大还没有到那个地。
Because he was not that great.
他是很聪明，而不是特别伟大。
He is very intelligent, but not that great.
因为他直到今天没有建立对神的信仰。
Because till today, he has not had a belief in God.
他对道的
So he has lead a very unethical life.
一个很好的基督徒,
he is a very good Christian.
我愿意帮助这个全身瘫痪的科学家,
was willing to help this person who was paralyzed.
不嫁给健全正常的人,
she did not marry a person who is healthy.
嫁给他,
and married Stephen Hawking.
不是他,
and served him.
每天不是他,
and help him every day.
每早上一堂祷告,
and pray with him every morning.
结果呢，他讨厌这个女孩子，一直替他祷告。 But he决定把他离婚掉。
In the end, he hated this woman who prayed for him every day and divorced her.
一个人的行动,
an action of a person,
跟他的宇宙观,
and his cosmos understanding,
跟他整个对神的观念有绝对的关系,
has a direct relationship between his understanding of God.
你相信世界是没有来源吗?
Do you believe that there is no beginning?
怪不得你每天乱跑。
And that's why you do all kinds of things.
你相信世界是没有归宿的吗？
Do you believe that there's no end?
怪得不你滥用自由。
And that's why you misuse your freedom.
你相信我与神是没有关系的吗？
Do you think that there's no relationship between us and God?
怪不得你的道德上当。
And that's why you live an unethical life.
今天我们回到主的面前。
We must return to God.
神是创造者。
God is the creator.
借着基督创造。
And he created through Christ.
神是审判者。
And God is the judge.
借着基督审判。
And he will judge us through Christ.
借着基督成全。
And he will accomplish all things through Christ.
起点。
From the beginning.
终点中间。
And the end.
历史的进行。
History progresses.
宇宙的存在。
The existence of the cosmos.
突出的力量。
There is a strength that supports it.
这个力量是谁？
What is this strength?
基督是托住万民之音。
Jesus is the cause that sustains all things.
感谢上
帝。Thanks be to God.
当你们买一本地图的时候，
when you buy a map,
你说 I'm buying an atlas.
Or an atlas.
啊，这个地图叫 atlas.
And that's what.
为什么叫 atlas 呢？
Why do you call it an atlas?
Atlas 什么意思呢？
What is the meaning?
Atlas 的意思就是一种希腊的神的意思。
Atlas is actually a Greek god in the mythology.
这个神的力量大得不得了，满身都是一块一块的。
It is a god that is very muscular.
所以他可以把整个地球把它背在他的后。
And the picture is that he supports the whole world on his back.
Atlas.
And this god is called Atlas.
希腊的宇宙观呢？
So in the Greek cosmology,
假设有一个神托住这个世界才没有掉下来。
And so imagine God supporting the whole world.
印度的宗教观。
Whereas in the Indian philosophy,
假设这个世界是四只象把它背起来的。
I believe that the world is supported by four white elephants.
无论是希腊的 Atlas,
whether it is a Greek Atlas,
无论是印度的四只大象
or the Indian elephants,
都没有解决这个问题。
All cannot solve this problem.
这一本圣经告诉你，
only the Bible gives us the answer.
神创造，
that God created.
神成全。
And God will accomplish.
他是 Alpha.
He is the Alpha.
他是 Omega.
He is the Omega.
In between Alpha point and Omega point.
在 Alpha 跟 Omega 的中间，
there is supporting power.
There is a supporting and sustaining power.
Supporting power 是什么？
And what is this power?
It is the cause of survival, the cause of persistence.
这就是我们坚持的原因。
那个是什么呢？
What is this?
就基督全能的命令。
And this is the eternal power and command of God.
托住我们。
And it sustains us.
不但是宇宙。
Not only the cosmos.
世界。
The world.
需要基督托住的能力。
Not only does all this need the sustaining power of Christ.
基督的道也成为你生活旅程中间使你托住、使你存有有价值的力量。
The word of God is also the sustaining power and value giver of your life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
当你的生命漂浮的时候，
when your life is floating around,
当你内心的深处空虚的时候，
when you are empty inside your heart,
有什么力量托住你？
What is the strength that sustains you?
神的道托住你。
It is the word of God that sustains us.
产生价值。
So that there's value.
建立基础。
As establishment of the foundation. To see our direction.
坚定你的盼望。
To be firm of our faith.
愿上帝赐福我。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们今天就讲的基督与宇宙的关系。
So today we will only talk about the relationship between Christ and the cosmos.